Yesterday, we had an internet Skype conference with disciples, a video conference. Well, at least there was video from my side, or their side. They were able to see me. I wasn't able to see them so well, but they said they saw me perfectly. And all glories to modern telecommunication techniques. Certainly is wonderful. Anyway, they were having a meeting together because of my appearance day, so-called Vyas Puja, and I phoned in and was on the line for a long time. I think it was about an hour and a quarter. And we talked about different things. It was, for me, it was very nice to see all those devotees and some of the devotees who had been initiated for over 20 years. And that in itself was sort of a message of what it means to be serious in Krishna consciousness, the devotees who take their vows and they continue to remain engaged in Krishna service, chanting 16 rounds, following regulative principles, sometimes arguments come up, whether it's practical to do those things, but it's nice when devotees don't question Srila Prabhupada's standards, Srila Prabhupada's request. They've made a vow and they stick with that vow. I remember one conversation where the hypothetical question was raised, well, what if someone can't follow their vows? And of course, Srila Prabhupada approached this topic in different ways at different times, but his answer here was, what's the question of not following? You made a promise. Once you make a promise, you follow. And elsewhere, of course, Prabhupada talked about accidental fall down, but accidental fall down and looking for excuses not to continue one's vows are two different things. Srila Prabhupada expected that devotees would take it seriously, that they made this vow, and then come what may, they're committed to following it, not looking for an excuse not to. That's what really constitutes a disciple, as Prabhupada would often use the derivative of disciple as discipline, someone who accepts discipline. And that one accepts the discipline of being regulated by the vows that one has taken. And ultimately, that is our real worship of Vyasadev. Srila Vyasadev has so kindly given us Vedic literature, which describes the miseries of material existence, guides us to the transcendental world, the path back home, back to Godhead, really sticking to the instructions and path given by Vyasadeva. It really constitutes being a disciple and the worship observance of Vyas. Ceremonies are representative of such a thing, but in themselves, without that real substance, it's not quite the same. So to devotees who were there that evening, last night, thank you very much, and all glories to you. All glories to devotees who are really committed to the mission of Krishna consciousness, who have made Krishna consciousness their lives, and who are going back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada's promise, chant 16 rounds, follow regulated principles. you go back home, back to God. And it's such a wonderful thing, as opposed to how horrible thing this material world is. And applying ourselves to that process and reaffirming our commitment to that process is really the worship of Vyas. Who is the first guru, Adi Guru, although the original guru is Krishna, in the sense that all knowledge comes from him, but Vyas being the guru means he's actually acting in the position of guru. He is giving us transcendental knowledge on a full-time basis in the role of guru. Krishna instructs Uddhava, Arjuna on certain occasions, but of course we want Krishna to enjoy himself. We want Krishna to engage in his wonderful transcendental pastimes. And that's why others continue on his mission of bringing more souls back to him. Anyway, I'm going to go now and make some arrangements for Radha Shyam's clothes, and we'll be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.